May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. The Burt Show.
I was talking to one of my girlfriends last week, and she and I are both single now, newly single, and, you know, kind of having a hard time with it. And we were just talking about the holidays coming up and what everybody's plans are going to be for Thanksgiving and for Christmas and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, she's just realizing that it's a tough time of year, I think, to be single.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, because it's like you're going back to like family and everybody wants to know what's going on with you or whatever. And there's some sort of like implied like pity or something on single people, you know. Aww. And it's like it's almost like annoying and frustrating. And
people are like, you're single, oh, and it's the holidays.
Oh, yeah, single. It's like this sort of like pity party thing or whatever. And it's like, no, really, it's gonna be okay. So I don't know, we were just trying to figure out like ways, like the best ways to sort of like beat the holiday blues. And I think we're both shortening our trips home to see our families.
You're shortening?
I think so. Because, like, extended period of time, like, at home, I don't know. It just gets depressing, I think. Like,
wow, I'm totally...
Did you see your mom?
I'm looking at you totally... Like, I can't understand where you're coming from, because I would assume, especially with a family as tight as yours...
Oh, my God, my family's amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
You'd want to spend more time with them around that time.
Well, and specifically, we're talking about that week between Christmas and New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because, like, going home for Thanksgiving is, like, kind of like a quick short trip anyway, right? Mm-hmm. And then going home, like, before Christmas, you're still excited, and you're doing all those kind of, like, fun traditional things, and you're cooking food, and you're going shopping, and you're wrapping gifts, and, you know, all the excitement and all that stuff, like, leading up to Christmas. But it's the day after Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and that time to New Year's Eve. Like, if I sat home with my folks for that week, I would probably want to shoot myself. I think I really would. Not because I don't love my family, mm-hmm. but just because whatever. So we've decided to sort of, like, battle the potential single-person blues, like, mm-hmm. during that time. We're going to just try to take a fantastic trip together.
I'm trying to get the timing down right of this whole thing. Were you single last year around the holidays?
Dating.
So you did have, I mean, you were dating somebody.
But it was still a little depressing.
Okay.
I mean, it's just a weird thing to be like home with your family, and I don't know.
Because this is going to be unusual for you, because you and Ryan were with each other since you were 19, right?
Right.
So you've always had somebody in your life around the holidays.
Definitely.
So this is, and this year you are single.
Single.
So the first time since you were 19 that you're single.
Well, there's plenty of time between now and Christmas. She could be engaged.
That's true. I'll just do that to avoid the holiday blues, right?
Oh, that would suck if you and your single friend planned a trip and then one of y'all started dating somebody and says, you know what, I'm going to back out of the trip. And the other one's like, okay, I'll take a trip by myself.
I know.
Hey, Jen, I found somebody. I can't go on our singles trip.
Okay.
When did you go to the resort? Hacienda de la Fernando.
Oh, that was last September.
Oh, I thought that was holidays.
Yeah, no. you mean when I went to Mexico?
Yeah.
That was funny the way you phrased that.
We all call
but anyway,
it
we're just
going
to try to plan a trip, and it's been like we're going to plan it like where we're leaving Christmas night. Okay. Like, festivities are over.
Cool.
Okay.
You're not
boom,
wasting any time,
gone.
Man.
Like, we are both like not going to have that happen. Forget it. So, so that's kind of the plan right now. We're trying to figure out exactly where to go.
In the same city in Florida, will you be able to leave?
No, we might leave from different cities or come back to Atlanta and connect and do a red eye that night.
Because what if you got to the other city and your friend just didn't show up, and you get, and then you check your phone and there's a text message, I'm sorry, I just can't do it, having too much fun with my family.
and you're like,
all right. You're like in the Buenos Aires airport going, huh. Fernando!
There was something in the air.
This is so inside. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Well, it won't
about.
Be when we explain that when Jen went to Mexico, she met a very interesting yoga instructor named Fernando. My thinking on the whole deal is, if you do take off Christmas night, and you guys end up on a destination with each other, you know, together but separate, that when you get to where you're going, you're going to be around people just like you, which will be awesome.
Yeah.
Because they're all in the same place. I just had to get away from my folks.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're even talking about potentially going to Europe. So that's like, I think that like having something like that is going to make getting through that sort of holiday bluesy feeling.
It's a great idea.
Like, you know, because it's like something to look forward to. And we're going to be excited about like, you know, trying a new place together, exploring somewhere new. We're just trying to figure out if we can afford the flights and afford that kind of a trip. Like, you know, that's kind of a quick turnaround to go somewhere that far. But we're like, you know what? Let's just do it. Like, that'll be our Christmas present to ourselves or whatever. Like, just to have that to look forward to. You know, because it's awesome to spend time with family. And I have an amazing family in Florida. Like, my aunts and uncle and my cousin and her kids. And, like, it's just this, like, whole big crazy family, which is awesome. But I think, like, that lull afterwards could seriously send me to, like, Lexapro land.
Especially because it really is the first time you're doing it as an adult. You're how old now?
32.
And this is going to be your very first holidays single.
I guess.
Since 19. I mean, this is your first one as an adult.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
You just got to stay. You both have to commit to the trip, though.
Oh,
you book
I mean,
the trip now.
Once we're, I mean, once we can figure out the flights and once it's booked, oh, it's done. For sure.
2 months from now, if something happens in one of y'all's personal lives, you have to stick with the committed trip.
Right. Hey, Wendy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I was just going to tell Jen, last Thanksgiving, I was supposed to go to Las Vegas. Last minute, my mom backed out of daycare for me. I didn't have childcare. So I ditched my family and refused to go to Thanksgiving. I stayed home with my girlfriend. We had this exact same conversation that you had with your girlfriend. We were drinking wine, ended up on Facebook, ended up reconnecting with my fourth grade boyfriend, and now we're engaged.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a roundabout story in a very short amount of time. Wow.
Yes,
wait,
it was.
How did it go down? You went on Facebook and you found him on a wine night, and then did you all ever do a trip? I'm confused.
No, well, we ended up not ever doing our trip. We did it in March for my girlfriend's birthday, but he and I were together then, so I went on a girl thing anyway later, but we're just at home goofing around. My girlfriend was looking up old exes. And she was like, hey, you know, he's on here. And I said, oh, I think he's married. She said, no, it says he's single. So I sent him a message. The day after Thanksgiving, we had coffee, and that's all she wrote.
Now let's look at this through the eyes of destiny.
Okay.
Because she wasn't supposed to be there that day.
Right.
She was supposed to be somewhere else.
To be in Vegas.
And she points, she gets pointed in the direction of fourth grade dude, and sure enough, connection on that day. that is destiny right there.
That is such a single bluesy thing to do, though. Refuse to hang out with family, with your girlfriend, drinking wine on Facebook.
There's
something so sad about
it's that. So pathetic.
Like, really? And that's what we did last weekend. We were like Saturday night, sitting on the couch, having wine, and we were on orbits. We were not on Facebook. We were like looking on, you know, to look for travel or whatever.
But sometimes those trips in your mind, they don't seem to make sense unless you're all wind up or whatever. But this one sounds like a great one.
I think it'll be this sort of like beacon of something like super exciting to look forward to.
It's a great idea. Yeah. Good
so
for you.
We'll see.
Great
I'll
idea.
Let you know if we actually book it.
At 6:27 right now, you guys are going to have to do something quickly, though, because that's the time of year where everything books up fast.
Yeah, I know.
So if you're going to do it, you got to pull the trigger on it now.
Yeah, we're talking about doing it this week.
Do it. Great.
Yeah.
This is The Bert Show.